غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, very nice, very good. And next, again, I would like to ask someone to read, and let me choose from our participant and the raised hands. Okay, so let me choose Fazal Adil, Faraz Adil.
Yes, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. Sir, after that I don't know.
You can see from the Quran.
إِنَّ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ.
Continue.
فَهَا يُكَذِّبُوكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ.
Very good, mashallah. Okay. And next, I would like to ask, let me choose someone. How many raised our hand? Okay, Zainab.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes.
What? Yes, just read the surah, Surah At-Tin. Excuse me, we are waiting for you. Are you reading? You're raising hand, and when we call you, you say yes.
Can I do?
Warisha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wat-teeni was-zaytoon. Wa-tuuri sineen. Wa hadha al-balad al-ameen. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فمن يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
Very good, mashallah, thank you so much. And now we will start the new work, boys. A new surah, Surah Alam Nashrah. Okay? So, quickly, just, Can we, yeah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك؟
ألم نشرح لك صدرك؟
ووضعنا عنك وزرك. الذي أنقض ظهرك. ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
فإذا فرغت فانصب. وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم. Muhammad Qari, can you read now Surah Al-Nashrah?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانصَب وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَب. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Sir, can I read?
Yes.
Sir,
You.
Sir, can I read?
Okay, you can read, anyone.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَب. صدق الله العظيم.
Very good. MashaAllah. Next.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم.
Okay.
Can I?
Next.
Can I read?
Yes, you can read.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. So thank you so much. Now the time is end. We will just continue our work and then inshallah we're going to next week I will listen from you. All right. So first of all, I would like to know if any one of you know the month of current month name.
Shaban.
MashaAllah. Very good and very nice. So let us start our lesson. and we will go for our lesson continuing. I'll be sharing a screen and ask you a few questions, and then we just start our work. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So boys and girls, this is the month of Shaban, and whenever the month of Shaban is there, so there's one good news that next month is month of
Ramadan.
So there is month of Ramadan. Don't say it Ramzan. Okay, we say Ramzan, but it is the good word is Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Okay. So yeah. Look at this slide, and all the Islamic months' names are written here. And I will ask someone to read the number one. Number one
second.
Is
Muharram.
Second.
Safar.
Another one.
Rabiul Awwal.
And then
Rabiul
Thani. Rabiul Thani.
Rabiul Thani.
Continue reading all.
Jamadul
Ramadan. Thank you. So Zulhijjah is the last Islamic month, and Muharram is the first Islamic month. Okay. In one of them, we do fasting. That is month of
Ramadan.
In one of them, we do Hajj. Which of them?
Zulhijjah.
Okay, in which of them we celebrate Eid?
Shawwal.
And in which of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born?
Rabiul Awwal.
And what is the first Islamic month?
Muharram.
Which month is related to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's miraj?
Rajab.
You know, listening question and you just try to reply. Okay, that's not good job. So first listen the question and then go for answer. So there are 12 Islamic months. We must learn their names by heart. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, Jumad al-Awwal, Jumad al-Thani, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah and Zulhijjah. I hope you have learned them very well, and every one of you must know them by heart. Like you see, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So same way you must learn them quickly. So can you say very quickly in just one breath from Muharram to Zulhijjah, all go fast. None, two, three. And this is called also Islamic calendar, and this is also called Hijri calendar. Okay? In Islamic month, is there any month goes for 31 days?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, any month goes for 28 days?
No, sir.
So then it goes for 32 days?
No, sir.
33?
All for 30. No, sir.
29 to 30.
The minimum is 29 and maximum is?
30.
Okay. 30. How do we decide for the new month?
Sir, by calculating.
By seeing the moon.
seeing the moon. If you see moon, new moon on 29th, it means the month is gone and next month came. But if no moon, then no new month, okay? And after 30 days, you no need to find the moon. It is gone. And now you can start a new month. All right? Clear? In the month of Shaban, one of the great scholars, whose name was?
Imam Abu Hanifa
was a great scholar, and he was the master. He was the leader of Hanafi school thought. There are four school thought: Shafi'i, Hanbali, Maliki, and Hanafi. So we are follower of Imam Abu Hanifa, and anyone who is following Imam Abu Hanifa, he calls Hanafi. What it called?
Hanafi.
He was a great scholar. Let's learn a little bit about him. Okay. So I would like Faraz Adil to read this first. The first paragraph.
His name and occupation. Numan ibn Tahib ibn
Numan ibn Thabit
ibn Zuti al Farasi.
Farisi. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he was actually Persian, but he has knowledge, and many Arabs were his students. So where was he born? Continue.
A Persian born in the city of Kufa during the region of Umayyad
destiny. Okay, so he was in the time of the Umayyad destiny. He was born in the Kufa, which is
in Egypt.
Sorry?
Egypt.
No, it is not Egypt. It is Baghdad. It is Iraq.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, it is not Egypt. It is Iraq. So he was a businessman, and he was knowledgeable, and he learned many ahadith. He met many tabi'i, and he was sahabi. Sahabi is a person who saw Prophet ﷺ. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he was tabi'i. Tabi'i is a person who met any sahabi. It called tabi'i. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he met one of the sahabi whose name was Anas bin Malik, and he was the founder of Sunni Hanafi school of fiqh, which is Hanafi school. There are so many things about Imam Abu Hanifa. He was praying all night, and in his life never missed any prayer. We miss sometime, right? He never missed any prayer, and he was scholar, he was Waliullah, and he was reading 61 Quran in the month of Ramadan. How many? 61. One in day, one in night, and one in the Namaz of Taraweeh. Okay? So let's go next. Okay. Yeah.
Sir, can I read?
I will call you when I need it, okay? Just a minute. Yeah. So the month of Shaban, did you know about the month of Shaban?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Can read it now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. And forgiveness upon earth from Maghrib until Fajr. The Prophet described the extent of his forgiveness in powerful language. In humble narrations.
Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Shaban on the 15th night, he sent a special blessing on earth, and he called people, is there anyone who's asking forgiveness? And he also says, is there anyone who's looking for the risk? And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was fasting on the 15th of Shaban, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels, they take the people's namai amal, you know, the books where they write goodness, good deeds and the bad deeds. They take those books and bring to Allah azza wa jal, and they get new books. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fasting on the 15th of Ramadan, Shaban, and he was saying, I want when my now my amal, when my book go to Allah, then I am fasting. So I feel good if I am fasting and my books go to Allah. So if you like, guys, you can fast on the 15th of Shaban. That is recommended as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people he forgive on that night. Can someone read it now quick?
Sir Zainab.
Prophet also sent to Aisha, Allah descends on the night of the middle of Shaban to the lowest heaven and he forgiveness.
To the lowest heaven?
Lowest heaven and he forgives more than the numbers of hairs on the sheep of Banu Kalb.
Okay, I'll explain this. There was a tribe in Medina which was called Banu Kalb, and they had a bulk of sheep, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forgive in this night people's, you know, he because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always give the good and easy example, so it is easy for anyone to understand. He did not say the numbers, he did not say, you know, any hard thing, but he said like, as many hairs are in sheep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive that much people. Okay, so that will be of course very high number and huge number. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained the importance of this night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive on that day people. So one of more thing I will explain today, inshallah. As you know, the one of the nowadays people, they celebrate the Mother Day. Did you know any importance of mothers? Anybody know the hadith about parents?
Sir?
Yes.
Sir, the
I will show you some ahadith and will ask people to read it. So raise your hand, Safiya Jahan.
Yes, sir. The Prophet Muhammad said, may Allah peace and blessings be upon him, your heaven lies under the feet of your mother, Ahmad Nasim. A man okay. came to
fine,
Prophet.
Fine, 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 fine. Next person I will choose, Muhammad Hassan.
A man came to the Prophet and said, O Messenger of God, who among the people is the most worthy of my God companionship? The Prophet said, your mother. The man said, then who? The Prophet said, then your mother. The man further asked, then who? The Prophet said, then your mother. The man asked again, then who? The Prophet said, then your father. Bukhari Muslim.
Very good. So how many times one question the person asked?
Sir, he asked 3 times and the answer was mother, and then the 4th time he said the father.
He asked how many times? 3 or 4?
4 times.
Somebody asked 4 times. Same. If somebody asks you 4 questions on same question again and again, how will you feel?
You will feel bad.
You will feel bad, right? But our Prophet, did he feel bad?
No.
Whenever he asked, he replied. He replied. He did not say, I said to you, why are you asking again and again? But yeah. So we feel hyper, we feel angry, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the true Prophet or Allah, and he came to teach us and he taught us one thing: if somebody asks you a question, then do not hate him, try to reply him. So he asking same question. Then Rasulullah gave the answer, but Prophet answer is also same. You see, the mother, and he said, then your
father.
So what?
Father.
For you, the most important person is your
Mother.
Father.
Mother or your iPad or your friends.
Mother.
If mother say you stop gaming, stop gaming, and what should you do?
Stop gaming.
Stop gaming. If she said do not go out with friends.
You should not go out.
But you say no, I'm going out.
No.
I like him, I want to go with him. Yes?
No.
Then what we do? What we do? Yeah?
Sir, we should obey.
We should obey. Okay, next I will ask someone, the first reader. Who's?
Sarfaraz.
Sarfaraz, go.
Okay. Said we were once sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a man from the tribe of Salmah came and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, do my parents have rights over me even after they have died? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, you must pray to Allah to bless with him, with them, with his forgiveness and mercy, fulfill the promises they made to anyone, and respect their relations and their friends. Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah.
So even the parents died, you know, then we have to remember them for in the prayer. So if your grandfather, your grandmother, they died, so pray for them, remember them. Whenever we are praying, Rabbi Jalni Muqim As-Salati, Rabbi Jalni Muqim As-Salati wa Min Zuriyati Rabbana wa Taqabbal Dua. And we say, Rabbana Ghafir Li Wali Walidayya. What do we say? Wali
Walidayya.
It means like, pray or forgive my parent, okay? And next I'm choosing, everybody got chance, please, when you get chance, you just lower your hand so I would know. Mukhtar, did you read?
Sir, I did not read. Sir, I want to read. Sir, I want to read. Abdullah Ibn Amr related that the Messenger of Allah said, the major sins are to believe that Allah has partners, to disobey one's parents, to commit murder, and to bear false witness. Bukhari, Muslim.
Thank you so much. And now, Alhamdulillah, we have discussed three things today. First, something about Imam Abu Hanifa. And the next one about the month of Islamic calendars. And third stuff, we have discussed about the Shaban. Okay? So there are in Shaban, just a minute, give me a minute. So in the month of Shaban, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and he taught us, and there are so many things we should do. First is, if you can fast, you can fast on the 15th of Shaban. Next thing, when there is 15th of Shaban, after Maghrib, there are some rakat or nawafil we should pray. And six nawafil with the different niyah, one, two nawafil for the long life, two nawafil for the blessing in our rizq, two nawafil for khair and afiyat to avoid any accident or any other pandemic. So everybody must read them, try to learn. If you can do it, you must take your time. After each two rakah, there are way to pray, and inshallah we will share in the group how do you pray this six rakah. And some people in India, in Pakistan, they really do bad thing. What they do? They do firework. They play with the fires, they play with the, you know, fire, and there are so many stuff they play with them. So this night is not for this. This night is for ibadat and for worship. And it is also called Shabe Bara'at. What it called?
Shabe Bara'at.
And also in Arabic it called Laylatul Bara'at. Any question?
Sir, this coming. Sir, this is coming Saturday.
Yeah. So, and no question, right? So, Firoz bhai, can you please move to quiz?
Sir, is it necessary to pray the nafil?
It's not necessary. When we say nafil, it is not necessary. nafil is never be necessary. Only farz are necessary, okay? Nafil is all extra, any nafil extra. If you want to pray, you pray for God bless you, for hasanat, and you could get more close to Allah. But if you don't want to pray, no one can force you.
So I can't see the link.
So just look in the chat box. I've shared the link, and look at the screen. Yes, we have almost 26 participants. At least we can see more than 22 today. So everyone is requested to quickly join. Did everyone join?
Yes.
Okay, any more guys need to join? Students? Zainab, did you join?
Yes.
Safiya Jahan, did you join? Yes, you joined. Sarfraz. Okay, now we have 21, so we will start now. All right. So, okay, we will start inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli. So, this is your first question. I hope you were all focusing into the lecture. What is the name of first Islamic month? It's very simple, right? Is it Jumad al-Ula? Is it Muharram? Or is it Zulqa'dah? Muhammad Ayan, please answer this. Ariba, please answer. Okay, so time's up. Let's see. I hope everyone should have done this correct because. Okay, Muhammad Hassan, Sayyid Mukhtar, Muhammad Hamza, they are the first top three. Oh, mashallah. Very good. Excellent. So almost everyone has done it correct except one. They mentioned Zulqa'dah and two did not answer. So it's not Zulqa'dah. The first month of Islamic year is Muharram. Okay, so let's go to your next question. Which of them is last month of Islamic calendar? Is it Zulhijjah? Is it Rajab? Or is it Shaban? So, Muhammad Ayan, okay, you joined twice and you did not answer. Okay, the time's up. Let's see the leaderboard. This was another simple question. Let's see who made it right. Muhammad Hassan, mashallah, you're in first. Sayyid Mukhtar, second, and I missed the rest of them. Okay, so here almost five of them made a mistake. No, Rajab was our last month, which is the seventh month. And Shaban is our current month, right? So it is not the last month. The last month, remember always, whenever there is a Hajj season, Hajj month, when we do Eid al-Adha, or in India we call it like Bakra Eid. So that month is the last month of the Islamic year. Okay, so this is the way you can remember if you cannot remember. But we all are supposed to remember all the 12 month name in a sequence wise, right? So Shaban is not the last month. Zilhijjah is the last month. Huh? Just remember, those who made a mistake here, just note this point. Let's go to the next question. That was another. Which of them is related to the fourth pillar of Islam? I mean, which month, like, was it Shawwal, Safar, Ramadan, which is related to the fourth pillar of Islam? Muhammad Hamza, you did not answer. Muhammad Ayan, Kulsum. Okay. Time's up. So let's have a look at leaderboard. Muhammad Hassan, Sayyid Mukhtar, Muhammad Qari. Okay, good, mashallah. And Zainab is catching. Oh, mashallah, very good. Everyone has done a correct answer this time. So no need to explain. Yes, the fourth pillar is related to the psalm, that is Rosa, and that is done in Ramadan. So this is your fifth question, I believe, or it's fourth question. What do we call the 15th Shaban's night? Is it Shab-e Miraj, or we call it Shab-e Barat, or we call it Shab-e Ashura? Let's see how many remember this. Sir has explained you this. All right, time's up. Let's see the leaderboard. Who were fast enough and correct? Muhammad Hassan, Zaina, and Muhammad Qari. Okay, Zaina has come up. And there was a little change in the leaderboard. Okay, so most of them has said correct answer, but some of them has still taken a wrong option. Shab-e Miraj. No, Shab-e Miraj is in the month of Rajab, which already passed, right? A couple of days ago, we already had Shab-e Miraj, right? So it's already passed. It's in the month of Rajab. Rajab was the last month of Islamic year. Current month is Shaban. And Shab-e Ashura falls in the month of Muharram, which is the first month, okay? So just remember this. You have to memorize this. Okay, let's go to the next question. How many nawafil are recommended to pray in Shab-e Barat after Maghrib?
Sir, your voice is low. Sir, your voice is slow.
Yeah, I will make it. Alright, okay, let's see the leaderboard. Hassan, Zaina, and Maria. Okay, mashallah, Maria has come up on the third position. Oh, so many wrong answers. That was tricky, right? So, sir has explained you, it's an awafil salah. After Maghrib, you pray. It is 6 rakats in the unit of 2. Okay, inshallah, the details, if possible, we will try to share you. You can do those salahs, those salah on the night of Shabbat Barat, which will be on, inshallah, I think it is on Saturday. Okay, so it is 6 rakats. It's not 4, it's not 8. It is 6 rakats. Okay. Okay, this is your sixth question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive lots of people on 15th of Shaban according to one hadith. The number of forgiven people is how much? Is it 50,000 or it was equal to hair of goat, some type of goat, and equal to the hair of chicken? I think sir has shown one slide and I'm sure you can remember the picture on that. And
yes.
Yeah, let's see who did it right and how fast. Okay, Muhammad Hassan. Oh, Maria has come up. Zaina and Sayyid Sarfaz, third. Abir, fourth. Oh, Muhammad Hassan, you left a little behind. Okay, so again, some of them had made mistake. It is not 2. It is not. Oh, it is not 50,000. It is not equal to the hair of chicken. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as sir explains, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give a very easy answer, and the easy answer was in that on those time there was one breed of goats which were having a lot of hairs on their body. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to explain the sahaba, like there are so many people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give will be forgiven, and he gave an example of one goat. Okay, so it was an example given, the hair of goat, because it was very hairy goat. Okay, so remember this. So in that particular night, these many people are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a blessed night. We should never miss such nights. We should catch it up and make a habit of catching it up. Next question. This is your seventh question, and question on your screen. What is the name of Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala? He is known as Abu Hanifa, but what was his actual name? Is it Muhammad bin Idris? Is it Ahmad bin Hanbal? Or it was Noman bin Thabit? I think his name was also displayed on the screen, and one of our students read his name. Let's see now how many made it right and where is the leaderboard. Maria, oh, Zaina and Muhammad Hassan, God will. Muhammad Hassan, you're back, mashallah. Okay, there's a lot of switching in the positions. Let's see and who will make it at the last. So yes, his name was Noman bin Thabit. His real name was Noman bin Thabit, but he is known as Abu Hanifa. Probably one of the reason was his daughter was named as Hanifa, so he's called as father of Hanifa, right? So Ahmad bin Hanbal is altogether a different name, and Muhammad bin Idris is also a different personality. Okay, so remember Abu Hanifa, he was among the Sahaba or Tabain? Tabain, right? And who is Tabain? Those people, those who have seen Sahaba are called Tabayin. Okay? Like Sahaba. Who is Sahaba? Sahabas are those people, those companions of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who has Iman and who have seen the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by their eyes. Right? So, let's go to the next question. Why write the names of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mother? Name of Prophet Sallallahu mother. What was the name of our beloved Prophet's mother? Is it Maryam? Is it Amina? Is it Hawa? What was the name? Okay, so let's see.
Sir, you have written Zainab the Maryam name wrong. Hassan.
Amina, right?
Sir, it was Amna, not Amina.
Amna, okay, maybe it's a typing mistake. Fine. But then how you write in English?
Amina was her real name.
A-M-N-A.
Ah, okay. Fine. So it's not Maryam and it's not Hawa. The Hawa, who was Hawa? Can anyone say?
The mother of Ismail alayhi salam.
Hawa?
The mother of Islam, Ismail alayhi salam.
Hawa is the. Yes, so the mother of mankind, right? The first person, first male was Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah created who? Hawa alayhi salam. So the first male and female were Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. In English, we call it like Adam and Eve. E-V-E, right? So they are the first two, male and female, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Hawa alayhi salam. So remember this, and we all know Maryam, Bibi Maryam was mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, right? So let's go to the next question. This is your second last chance to be on top on the list. Under whose feet Jannah lies? This is very simple, and I'm sure everyone will do it right. Is it good friends? Is it the father? Or is it the mother? Zaina, Maria, Muhammad Hassan, and Abdul Sami, Sayyid Mukhtar, and yes, Muhammad Ubaid is catching up on the sixth position. So let's see. Oh, mashallah, everyone is done except one father. No, the under whose feet Jannah lies? It's your mother. It's our mother under which the Jannah lies, right? So always remember that. This is your last chance, and let's see, what do we call the followers of Imam Abu Hanifa? I mean, definitely we are all following Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala's teaching is in line with the teaching of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he compiled few of the fiqh and we try to follow his fiqh. So we follow something. So the followers of them is known as what? That was a question, and let's see.
Sir, this is very easy.
Yes, this is very easy, and mashallah. Okay, Maria, Zaina, Maria, they have done it well. Okay, no, there was little wrong. Okay, Imam Shafi'i, the followers of Imam Shafi'i will be called as Shafi'i, Maslak Shafi'i. Okay, and the follower of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they will be called as Hanbali. Okay, so as the name itself was there, Abu Hanifa, so definitely we are following the teachings of fiqh of Abu Hanifa, we call it Hanfi. The Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i, the follower of Imam Shafi'i, fiqh, we Shafi'i. And same with the Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, right? All right, so I think we are done with this, and let's see the final scoreboard. Who made it to the first, second, and third position? MashaAllah, Muhammad Hassan Gorgil, third, second, Maria Asif, and Zaina Afia. MashaAllah, good. Congratulations to all of three. And again, one more time, girls have done better than boys. They were fast enough, they were focused, so they could answer it properly. Okay, Sayyid Mukhtar on fourth, you just missed a bit. And Zainab, you went a little behind. And yeah, the list is in front of you. All right, so inshallah. So this is done. We are done with our class today. and remember the night of Shaban, Shabi Barat, and try to pray Nafil Salah after Maghrib Salah. The method, inshallah, if you ask your parents, they will explain you. And if time permits, or if inshallah, if possible, we will share you a small write up on that, inshallah. Okay.
I have till to then, fast Sunday, right?
Yeah, as sir said, there was, you know, during these days, during this month, our deeds or the register, our deeds registers will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a teaching like he fasted these days so that when his deeds are presented, it was a training for us, obviously. So that he said, when my deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would be fasting on that day. So that there is a teaching for us. So we should try to do fasting on this. And since there's a vacation going on, probably for most of the students in UAE, so it will be a little easy, and it is like a preparation for Ramadan also, right? So try to catch up, and it's too fast. If you can do one also, it's okay, but it's good if you do two. So, and you try to spend some night, read Darus Sharif and do astaghfar. Pray for your parents, pray for your friends, pray for everyone, your teachers, everyone, right? And yeah. All right. So inshallah, with this, we wound up, and inshallah, we will see you next Monday. Okay. So till then,
okay,
take care and see you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.